The prey drive mythology. So one of the things that we see almost unanimously on YouTube when it comes to people claiming to have protection dogs and breeding protection dogs, when they're talking about drive, prey drive. For example, if you were to check out Lee Robinson's channel, it's pretty much all about prey drive and developing prey drive. There's a lot of problems with that when we're talking about home guardians, personal protection dogs, those types of things. So those types of things, high prey drive, high strung dogs are great for police dogs, military dogs, sport dogs, and in this case, hog hunting dogs. That's what these dogs are probably best suited for, is hog hunting. All of this prey drive works against us for legal reasons as well. Well, these dogs have a tendency to want to run and want to chase and want to apprehend. That is what they're being bred for. The problem with that is as civilians, you're going to end up possibly hurt too, because that strategy has to do with the dog being generally backed up by a team of other people, where this is just you and your dog. But you want your dog close by, and we're not sending our dogs out anywhere. It's defensive. So these dogs, naturally, they're going to also pull you. That's the other thing you see happening, especially in the Lee Robinson videos. A lot of pulling. The dog is pulling so hard that it's flipping over in its back harness. So Malinois are the same thing. Not the best choice of dog for a family with small kids, houses, apartments. You know, those types of scenarios. I like a more laid back. And it's not even like. I think it's better to have a more laid back dog for a home guardian and a family protector. And a lot of this other stuff applies for other fields that aren't equitable here. So there's a lot of myth around that. And this is why we see all these high-strung dogs. So they knock things over, they knock your kids over. They want to continually chase things and run off and apprehend things, where a defensive dog operating in defensive drive is going to stand and hold, and is going to try to ward off rather than chase and apprehend. The dog in that drive, and of breeds that have been developed this way, they're going to want to drive off rather than chase after. It's a genetic difference. And this plays out, you know, these types of dogs with these drives, with this type of training that we're seeing, like in the video clip above of Lee Robinson, teaches and gets this dog in the habit of pulling, and that dog is gonna drag somebody into a bite. So there's all kinds of reasons why we don't want to use prey drive. That's just some of them. Another reason is that it's a very non-committal type drive. Gypsy told the story once to me of the lions underneath the tree to try to describe the differences between defensive drive and prey drive when it comes to commitment. Even though these lions haven't eaten in a while and it's in the middle of the day and they're basking under the shade, and some game comes by within striking distance, and the lions are just like, "Oh, we'll get to that later." He learned all this of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, watching animal behavior, right? So it's kind of non-committal, even though they're hungry, you know. They don't feel like chasing it right now. It's too hot. Whereas if some other predators or some other lions come into their territory, man, they snap to attention 110%. That's a great little, it's not a story, it's an observation that Gypsy made watching how animals behave on Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, an old show that used to be on. And he's right about that. The tenacity that we find, you know, the other thing with defensive drive, part of that instinct is to bite and let go rather than to latch on and shake, right? So we use this to our advantage to ward off a couple different attackers, or We don't want our dog that far away from us. So if our dog targets a weapon arm or the face or something like that to disable somebody in a quick blow and is able then to return to our side, that's the way to go. Also for the safety of the dog, when a dog latches on like we see in the video. And here's the other striking thing. I posted a different video from Lee's channel of some people training one of his dogs for, I believe it's French Ring. And I don't know anything about that sport or anything having to do with it. But you'll notice the same similarities, right? Except the French Ring guys seem to have a little bit more control over the dog. But we both see petting of the head, pulling and lunging. Latching on, both scenarios, the agitator, the decoy, or the tug master is what we should call him, is actually able to tap the dog with the switch, with the weapon hand, and the dog remains affixed to the sleeve. In the case of the Lee Robinson video, when the dog is given the sleeve, as you know, notice the dog doesn't pay any attention to the guy at all. And that's prey drive. And, you know, defensive drive is a different deal. And different breeds have different tendencies. It's not absolute, but, you know, we don't... all this prey drive that we see and people sell is not what we're looking for. It's the wrong deal for the job. And so... that's my thoughts on that as far as the differences. The prey drive myth. And so all these people have these hand grenades in their house that they can't manage and can't take care of and knock things over and knock their kids over and want to chase stuff all the time. And, you know, that's what you get.